Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Fog. 72 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 71 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 71 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 70 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 79 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 83 degrees.
Updated weather. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert.
Good morning. 1100 hours.
Sunny.
86 degrees.
Air quality alert.
Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Air quality alert. Special weather statement. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Mostly sunny.
88 degrees. Special weather statement. Air quality alert. Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm warning. Severe thunderstorm warning. Special weather statement with multiples. Air quality alert. Severe thunderstorm warning. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. 89 degrees. Severe thunderstorm warning. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 76 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert.
WB9CFT. Net in 10 minutes, WB9CFT.
A little bit scratchy on a bus here, so hope that sounds better. WI9HF.
What did I miss? WB9CFT.
Good. Are you looking for me? I've had a panel on the bus for a fair amount of road noise.
Okay. Yeah, you sound a little muffled, but I can tell by the voice that it's you, WI9HF.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm muffled. It's weird. I back off a little bit more. Does that sound any better?
Yeah, that sounds a lot better to me.
Hey. I'm glad to hear you're still around. I don't know how the flooding affected you down there, but I just think I'd send you an email yesterday so that I'd check on you, but apparently you, sounds like you're doing okay down there.
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's always right before the net that something decides to act up on me. Hang on a minute. I gotta fix the All-Star.
Hello there, Richard. This is KD something, CSP, or CPS, I can't remember, but, CSP, Chicago Southeast, Kilo Delta 9, Victor Bravo, X-ray, Erica, glad to hear you're okay.
Yeah, I'm good. Glad to see that you guys are doing okay. How are things going up there?
Wet, but not as wet as down there. Northern Wisconsin is a lot of water, pretty waterlogged. It's only good for the cranberries. but here, we were kind of in drought conditions, and now we've had less, 3 to 4 days we've had rain, and it's helped. I had a migraine on Tuesday, and the humidity messed with me, and I couldn't breathe on Monday, but other than that, we're doing all right. The cat's the healthiest thing in the house.
Join us on the WI9HF Link repeater system.
Okay. Yeah, and you guys set it up right. It has the nice double-toned beep. But yeah, I got you and Chad down on the list for first there. So yeah, but other than that, let me get started. I know it disappears, or I'm pretty sure I know it disappears. So good afternoon, this is WB9CFT Richard, and the Everything Net. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Or 1900 UTC according to NetLogger. So, before we move on, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Good, I like when there's not any emergency or priority traffic. Okay, hopefully I'm not connected twice. That would be bad. If I'm connected twice, that would mean I have an echo. Let's hope not. Are there any short times or mobiles wishing to check in? Come now, WVNCFC.
Kilo Echo 3, Golf Romeo Oscar, short time, James in St. Louis.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo India Delta, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo India Delta, in and out, Cary in Washington, Michigan.
Kilo Delta 9, Victor Bravo X-ray, Richard Dicey. I assume you knew, but we are mobile. We're on the city bus, and we will be at Walmart. So if you can't reach us, you know why.
Good afternoon, Richard. Everybody, 998 Mobile, Jamesville, Wisconsin.
It looks like we got a nice little group coming in here. All right, KE3GRO. I know I probably messed that up. James, I got you. KFAEID, Terry, in and out. I've got you. KD9ZBX, Erica, I've got you. KC3PTC, Tim, I hope I didn't botch your call. I've got you in and out. And Chad, WI9HF, I've got you mobile. So let's see, where's my first mobile? KE3GRO. Good afternoon, James. How are you? And I guess I'll make today's question. If you were to travel to any part of the U.S., where would it be?
AE3GRO. I traveled a lot in my business, so I don't like traveling anymore, but I think I would travel up to Portland or Seattle just for the scenery.
Wow, I've never been there before. That sounds like an interesting place. I might have to try and make my way up there sometime. But yeah, when you travel and then it's your job, it kind of gets not so great anymore. But thanks for checking in, James. I'm glad you were able to make it. Let's see, where am I? KD9VBX, WB9CFT. What about you and Chad? Where would you travel to? Wow, that must be one fast city bus. I wish we had those around here. I'll come back to them in a little bit. So, anybody else wishing to check into the everything yet? Taking general check-ins now, WB9CFT.
You were calling me, Richard. A lot of noise here. I think I missed that. WB9HM.
Yeah, today's question I was asking you is, if you were going to travel anywhere in the U.S., where would it be?
That's a good question, Richard. I've always wanted to go to this map. I think it's South Dakota, North Dakota. I don't remember where that is. But the Little House in the Prairie books, they settled in just that, settled in that area. I like to go see their homestead and a lot of stuff that Laura Ingalls Wilder wrote about in her books. That'd be kind of a fun place to go. So back to you, Richard. We're almost downtown here for a transfer point. So back to you, to the I-9HF.
Wisconsin 9HF. I like that call. Always easy to remember, Chad. And, dang it, that's what I forgot to do this month. I keep forgetting to give you the money for that monitor. I'll make a note of it and put it right on my wall so that way I can send you the money next month. I keep forgetting about that. And I know you have it boxed up and ready to go, so I will remember to do that next month, for sure. Anyway, yeah, that sounds like a good place to go. I always love the way they talk up there. Michigan, Wisconsin, North and South Dakota. They say, you know, Minnesota. And it's just that accent. I don't know what I like about it, but there's just something about that accent that I like. But, yeah. Erica, I'm not sure if you guys are using the same radio, but what about you? Where would you travel to? KD9VBX, WB9CSP. All right, hopefully everyone can still hear me okay. Let me make sure. Okay, there I am. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I'm coming out. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything that come now, WB9CSP?
Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee, John and Madison Heights.
Hey, John, what's going on with you today? How are things up in Michigan? And today's question is, where would you travel in the U.S. if you wanted to go somewhere for vacation? And have you heard Jay in a while? I haven't heard him get on in a little bit.
It's been a few days since I've heard him, but it's, you know, I haven't heard anything bad or anything like that, so he's probably just busy. As far as traveling, there's a couple. Northwest United States out in the Washington, Oregon area, I've not really visited. I've covered a lot of the other states, from Texas to California to Maine, Florida, Ohio. And then also I would like to, even though I was stationed in Alaska, I would like to be a tourist and take the cruise from Vancouver up to, was it Anchorage? And then take the tour through McKinley and the mountaintop and all that for a few days. And then take a train back to the Detroit area with one of those Sky Dome things. That would be my ultimate vacation request. Back to you there, W8QY.
Yeah, Roger that, John. That sounds like a pretty interesting thing to have there. I don't know why my Echo Link is showing me as WA6XL. Weird. Anyway. Yeah. I've always wanted to travel to the West Coast. The only place we've been is San Diego, so I'm not sure if that really counts as a coast since it's more inland, but I guess so. But, yeah. Thanks for checking in, John. And, glad you were here. I was about to send a radio cam up to, Michigan. And, see if you were around. I hadn't heard from you in a while, so good to see you're here. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything yet? Whiskey Bravo 9, Chicago Style Pizza. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the everything yet? Come now, WB9CST.
This is Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Oscar, X-ray Oscar.
Richard, this is Kilo Delta 9, Victor Bravo, X-ray, and I'll give you an answer to your question.
Alright, KF0OXO, I hope I got that right. I got you. And then, Erica, go ahead with the answer to the question, over.
This is a pretty tough question for me to answer. I've gone to several of the places I wanted to. Either to Washington State, Washington State, Alaska, or Alaska, and I would like to see a Broadway play once in my life. KD9VBX.
Wow, that sounds pretty interesting. Yeah, that sounds like something I might want to go do. Or go to New York City and say I've been there. Either or sounds pretty good. But, thanks for answering the question. KF0OXO, I think I got that right. Good afternoon, how are you? I don't think you've checked in here before, so welcome to the Everything Net. What's your name and location? And today's question is, where would you travel in the U.S. For a vacation?
And yes, you did get my call sign correct. It's KF0OXL. My name is Sean, and I am from Chesterfield, just outside of St. Louis here. And I guess places I want to travel, so we go to New York a couple times a year, and I haven't been in a while, so I would like to go there, even though I'm going to do that later on this summer. And yes, I would agree with the last person that seeing a Broadway show is fun, and I really encourage them to go and do it. It's a real difference seeing it there versus some of the traveling shows that we have access to here in St. Louis.
I know what that was, and that's not going to happen on my net today. So I fixed that little problem. Yeah, Sean, thanks for checking in. And yeah, I've always wanted to go see a Broadway play. It's like Grand Central Station of the railroads. You know, you make it to Broadway, you've gotten to your height, I guess you could say, in the theatrical industry. And it's ironic because I actually took drama class in senior year, and I've always wanted to go see it. But, yeah, you have to be open-minded because it's different than, you know, like watching a movie or, you know, listening to a radio drama. It's not the same, you know. So, yeah. Thanks for checking in, Sean, and glad to have you, and hopefully things are good in St. Louis today. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, this is WB9CSP. Seems some of the regulars are missing. It is good night out, so... I don't know, but I'm looking for some more check-ins, and yes, Lloyd, I have you on the list. Let me write your call down so I can remember. I put it on NetLogger, but I didn't put it on my piece of paper, so yeah, let me make sure. There we go. So KC5FM, if you're there, Lloyd, go ahead, and how are things over in your area? And any weather to report for us, over? Well, no Lloyd at the moment. I guess he's busy, but I do have him on the log, so if he gets a chance to come in, yeah, And if anyone has a net logger, I take check-ins over there too. So if you're having an issue with your radio or your mic size, I am not picky about how I get my check-ins. So anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now to DB9CFT. All right, well, since I've got a couple people here, seven, if I put my paper list in correctly to the computer, I told Arinda I have a surprise for everybody, even though he's not here right now, and that is that I have a handheld that, while I don't normally like getting rid of stuff, I like to keep it, I just don't use it. And it is an ICOM ICD-80, and it has the alkaline pack on the back, and it does work. I've used it a couple times before, but I just don't use it anymore. So instead of selling it and getting some money out of it, I figured what I might do is for all the people who have come here and checked in and are regulars, I'll make a I can't talk. A prize drawing out of it. So if you guys want to enter, just send me an email. My email is good on QRZ. And I'll get everyone compiled up this weekend. And then I'll draw a winner next weekend. And if I don't get it out this month, I will definitely get it out to you next month. But yeah, it's a nice little radio. It does 5 watts high and I think about 500 milliwatts low. It's a VHF only handheld, but it's real nice. So, again, let me reset here. Since I've got some loyal, you know, people here who, some regulars, I should say, who come back and, really make this net special and help keep it going, and the new people too. I figured I could give away one of my radios and show my appreciation for everybody. But yeah, my email is good on QRZ if you want to enter. Just send me an email and I'll compile it up and pick a winner for next week if I can make it work. So with that, I'm looking for some more chickens. WBNCST. There we go. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WBNCST.
Foxtrot 0 Tango with 2 Tango, KF 0 CWT, Tom in Minneapolis.
Hey, Tom, how are you? I think you've checked in here before. How are things up there? And today's question is, where would you travel to in the U.S. For a vacation, ever?
Well, this is Tom coming from South Minneapolis, where it's smoky out from the wildfires, and it's hard to breathe when we go outside, so we're all spending the day inside, and my daughter's softball game got canceled because of the smoke, and it's just very strange, but we're all living through it. My answer is anywhere in the U.S. that I would want to travel to. I've never been to Utah. That's the one state I've never been to in the West, and I'd like to go. So I'd probably say I'd like to go to Arches National Park in Utah. KF0TWT, back to that.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I've never been to the northern states up that way. Washington, Oregon, Let's see, Idaho, Montana, North, South Dakota. I've never been to that section of the U.S. that I can remember. I don't think I've been up east either. You know, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire. I've never been up that way either, as far as I can remember. But, yeah, Tom, thanks for checking in. Glad you made it back. Thanks for answering the question. All right, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Kilo Mike 5 Inky, Canyon Power, Mike in Grapevine, Texas.
Kilo India 5, Sierra Sierra Romeo, KI5 SSR Jeanette in Central Texas.
Well, there's Jeanette and Mike. Hey guys, how are you guys doing today? One of my friends down there in Argyle said it was raining, so hopefully you guys aren't getting swept away. put you guys in that logger there. There we go. So, Mike, how are you today? And you guys just missed it, what I was announcing. I kind of did what you guys are doing, except it's not brand new. So I have an old radio, a handheld, that I just don't use anymore. And I decided for everyone who's been here, a regular with me for a while, that I'm going to give it away as a prize. So all people got to do is email me to enter, and then I'll draw it up next month and see who the winner is. But today's question is actually perfect for you, Mike. Where would you take Jeanette on a vacation if you got to travel around the U.S.?
WB9CSP, this is KM51. Hey, Richard. Great to talk to you. And, yeah, that's great that you're going to give a radio away. That's awesome. You know, there's people that need those, and especially new hams that just got their technician can use something like that. So that'll be really cool. And hope everything's going okay in Paris. We haven't had any rain. It's just real hot and humid. I think we're supposed to get some rain possibly tomorrow. It's been a great summer. Usually by this time of year, you know, we've already had 30 days of triple digits nonstop, you know, so I'll take this anytime. But my favorite place to vacation is right where I'm at right now, at the Casa, because since I travel. But yeah, I've taken Jeanette a few different places. There's several places that I go to that I would love for her to see. And someday when we find somebody to take care of these cats, I'm sure we're going to do that. And if not, I'll wait until I retire and we'll go do it together then. But let's see, I was in Seattle last week. I love it up there. The weather's awesome. And the whole West Coast, is the weather's really good. That's always really nice. Jeanette likes the beach. I'm not crazy about the beach. I could care less about the beach, so I'll be glad to take her to any beach she wants to go to. And also, the Caribbean is really cool. And San Juan, Puerto Rico, there's your answer right there. San Juan, Puerto Rico, we stayed a resort there on the water, and it's totally awesome. And so that would be my choice, San Juan, Puerto Rico. WB9CSP Camp, bye-bye. Back to you, Richard.
I've always wanted to take my mom to San Juan, but it's not too cheap, but it'd be cheaper than trying to take her to Europe. So, yeah, maybe one day I'll get to take her down there. But, yeah, thanks for checking in, Mike, and glad you were able to check in. And, yeah, I was trying to pester my mom last week to go over there to DeMozzi's, where we met you, for her birthday, but we ended up going to the one over near McKinney. So, yeah. But, anyway, happy flying when you go back into the air, and thanks for stopping in. Hi, Jeanette, KI5SSR, so how's the kissing going, and how's the grapevine, and where would you want to go for vacation?
Hey, I'm fine, SSR, hello, Richard, and everybody on the net. Well, I don't know. I'm going to Florida. September, my sister lives there, but I actually don't stay with her. Most people say, what? Yeah, no, I rent my own place on the ocean. Walk outside, be on the beach. But, of course, yeah, I never do the bottom floor because I always go during hurricane season. There ain't no way I'm going to be on the bottom floor in no place where there's a hurricane. So, but anyway, yeah, you know, I don't know, you know, things are better. I have family in different places I would love to go, Paris and Israel, all kinds of cool places. We can't go there. It's just too dangerous, you know. But anyway, at least for me, that's how I feel. Maybe someday we'll do some traveling. And Richard, it's good to hear you out here. I do want to remind people that we have the TNT this evening on 11 Cats. If you're free, come and join us. Check out our website at 11cats.org for more information about the 11 Cats Network. But anyway, good to hear you, and I'm glad that you and your mom got to get out and do something, Richard, and wishing you the best day. Sounds like you got it going on, and nice of you to want to give a gift away.
Well, you guys inspired me to do that. It's like, you know, you guys have a lot of regulars who stuck around with you for a while, and, you know, I've got a lot of regulars that come over here with me, so I'm like, what could I do to show my appreciation to them? Of course, you know, cards are something, too. I know you mentioned that. I'm good at picking out cards, so I might throw some of those around, too, and send some of those out. But, yeah, isn't there the net this evening, too? What time is it? It's at 5, right?
We have the Thoughts and Theories Net this evening. You didn't come to happy hour last night, but that's okay. We had a pretty good turnout. It went on for quite a long time, actually. But anyway, it's at 7 Eastern. For you, it will be 6 if you're in Texas. Yeah, it'll be 6, and it's the TNT. So, Thoughts and Theories is what that means, and it goes in all kinds of directions. And then tomorrow, I host the AFC, Amateurs for CrossNet, which is pretty cool, so if you would like to join us on that. And we have a Bible trivia and also prayer requests. It's not too bad, but anyway. So that's what we got going on. Thank you for coming back to me, and I hope you have a great day, Richard. Thank you for taking time out of your day to do your net. And I think you're pretty popular, and I think people actually do a great job picking out cards. I really do. I've said that, and I think people love that, too. So tell five SSR. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, not a problem, Jeanette. Glad you like it, and I'm glad that I got to meet you a while ago. It was pretty nice to be able to shake you in Mike's hands. But thanks for checking in, and I'll try and make it tonight. I'm not going to make any promises, but if I'm there, I'm there. If I'm not, I'm not. That brings me to the bottom of that list. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything That Come Now, WB9CST?
9BIM? I'd like to check in your desk.
Yeah, what was the first part? I got B-I-N, I think, for the last part.
It's J-E-9-B-I-N. I'd like to check into your net.
Ah, there we go. I got it corrected. K-D-9-B-I-N. I put K-A-9-B-I-N. I don't know how I botched that one, but... good afternoon. How are you? How are things up in Wisconsin? And today's question is, where would you travel for vacation within the U.S.? Go ahead.
Right. Well, the weather here in Wisconsin today is actually really nice. It's sunny and 80. It's not too humid. I just got out of the pool, and I'm getting ready to start playing around with one of my HF antennas. A good day to be outside. And as far as vacation, we're going to the Porcupine Mountains next month up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I want to go up there and try some radio out and see some waterfalls and all kinds of fun stuff. So I'm going to say that's my answer, the Porcupine Mountains.
Well, hopefully there's not too many pointy tops to affect your signal. I just had to make that joke. Porcupine, pointy. Mm. But, thanks for checking in. Glad to have you. And I don't think you've checked in here before, so welcome to the Everything Net. It meets every Saturday at... 2 p.m. Central Time, so you're more than welcome to come back if you're not busy.
It's 2 p.m. Central Time.
Did I say 3 p.m. Central Time, John? Yeah, 2 p.m. Central Time, my bad.
Well, I thank you for hosting the net, and I'll definitely try to catch you next week if I'm on here. KE9BIN, back to net control.
Roger that, and thank you, John, for helping me out there. I've been tired the past couple days, so, yeah. But, thank you for checking in, and good to have you. Let's see, we're at 2:40, so I'll take a few more people here, and if not, I'll start wrapping up with the 7-3 round. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Chicago Style Peter.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Mike Charlie, Bob, in near London, Ohio.
Alright, let's see here. I've got Bob, WBARMC. There was a mobile, and then I've got Joey, N4QMI. So, who was the mobile on St. Louis? Got it. I'll take you first since you're mobile. K9LOE, WB9CSP, good afternoon. I'm guessing you're passing through the area because you're a 9 and you're mobile. So how are things with you today? And today's question is, where would you travel for vacation within the U.S.? Go ahead.
Well, hello to everybody on the net. I'm currently driving on the south side of St. Louis, just hopping on to Interstate 255. And question, where would I travel? We just got done traveling. We went out west and visited some national parks and did some photos.
Wow, that must have been a long drive. I'm not sure where your home QTH is, but anything in Nineland to out west would be probably a day or two drive, if not more.
We actually ended up flying, so that helped speed things up a little bit. We live in the St. Louis area.
Oh, okay. I used to live in Waynesville, which is 2 hours away off 44. Did you fly out of Charles Lindbergh or, I can't remember the other one, or the other airport?
We actually flew out of St. Louis downtown. It's right across the river in Cahokia, Illinois.
Okay. I know where that's at. But, yeah, thanks for checking in, and glad you enjoyed your travels. And if you get a chance, this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time on the St. Louis repeater. But, yeah, glad you were able to check in and enjoy your travels. Stay safe out there on the roads. Let's see, where am I? Bob, WBARMC, good afternoon. How are things in Ohio? And where would you travel to for a vacation? Go ahead.
This is Bob, WBARMC. Yeah, the weather over here in London, Ohio is on and off. We've had a couple little rain showers. It'll be cloudy 1 minute, and the next minute the sun's out. I think it's about 88 degrees right now. And if I was going to travel somewhere in the U.S., I believe it would be a lot of the national parks. I've never been to Mount Rushmore, and I'd like to get out to the Grand Canyon. And, yeah, there's just so much North Dakota, a lot of things out there to see. And I could combine that with hunting. I love bird hunting. Don't get to do it very often anymore. Yeah, that's about it. And I'm going to have to make this my 73 round also, Richard. And so I'll just say thanks to everybody on the net for checking in and supporting Richard's net. And with that, I'll just say 73. Hopefully catch you the next time.
NACWU.
Hey, there's another one. NACWU. Terrible with the names, but I remember the call. Yeah, good afternoon. How are you today? And today's question is, where would you travel for a vacation within the U.S.? Go ahead.
Probably Myrtle Beach, because that's where we're going here in a little while. But we have been to Mount Rushmore. That's pretty cool out there. It's a lot of corn, though, on the way. But anyway, name's Larry, located in Galloway, Ohio. Just came in, sat down. I've been outside working in my pole barn all day, hanging lights. I'm exhausted, so I thought I'd come in and take a break and then maybe go out and finish some stuff. So everybody have a good day. Thanks for letting me in. NACWU.
Roger that, Larry. I don't know why I wanted to call you Bob. I got the names reversed, but alright, I've got it now. And thanks for checking in. Yeah, the heat is not very good. So stay cool up there. And, Joey, it's been a while since I've heard you check in. N4QMI, WB9CSP, how are things in, why have I forgotten where you live? Memphis, that's right. How are things in Memphis today, and where would you go to for a vacation?
We're in TLCO. We're in TLCO. We're in 8 November Tango Polestar.
4QMI, Richard. Yeah, real quick. Sorry, I'm in kind of a rush here. I heard a little bit of what's going on. If I was going to go anywhere, I would like to go to probably Alaska, just because I've never been up that far. But anyway, I know it's been a while I've been on it. I catch it every now and then, but I've never had time to be able to get on. But anyway, I just want to check in real quick, say hi to you, and it has been a while. And we'll catch up with you later. N4QMI, how about you?
Yeah, Roger that, Joey. Thanks for checking in and glad to have you. And, yeah, don't be a stranger if you can make it. I heard somebody else right before that. Who was the other person trying to check in? Well, I thought I heard somebody. Maybe they'll come back. Call for one more round of check-ins here before I start the 7-3 round. So, anybody else wishing to check into the everything yet? Come now, WB9CSP. Alright, let me breeze back up to the top here and go with who I have. As long as I put it in the correct order. KE3GRL, James, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Alright, I guess they're not there. Or he's not there, my bad. Let's see. KD9VBX. Or WI9HF, if either of you are there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Hi, Mark. This is WI9HF.
Chad was very noisy, but I was able to copy what he said. So, good job. And thanks for checking in, noisy Chad. let's see. John, W8TOY, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST. I guess John might not be there at the moment, but he'll be back probably. Let's see, Sean, KF0OXO. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST. Alright, no Sean. Let's see if Lloyd is there. I know he's busy. KC5FM. Go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're there, WB9CST.
KC5FM, let me know when the next over and we'll be picking it up, over.
Yeah, roger that. It'll be over here in a few minutes, more than likely, so, I'll come back to you after. Let's see, KF0TWT, Tom, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST.
Sure thing, wishing you a good week ahead, and all who are listening, a good week ahead, and 73, KF0TWT, back to that.
You must have a really special handheld to get it to make all those different sounds. I like that one better. It sounds nicer than the bell thing, whatever that sound was. So let's see, Mike and Jeanette disconnected, so KG9BIN, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST. Alright, no BIN, RMC already called a 7-3, QMI was short. Let's try K9LOE, Chris, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST. Alright, Chris must either have gotten out of range or made it to his destination. I think Larry was done, so. Any late checks? Anybody anywhere before I close down, WB9CST?
Yeah, I skipped my 73 round, I know that, WATOY. Yeah, thanks for running that, Rich, and, yeah, just having to catch that 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock thing. Didn't want to come back next week and say, what happened to the net? So, you have a good afternoon. We had a good storm here today, but not like what's been going on in other parts of the country, but we did have a pretty good little rainstorm for a little while today. I didn't mention that earlier. So 73 to you there, Rich, and everybody else on the net. WATOY. Catch you later.
Yep, no problem there, John. I don't know why I almost called you Chris. I am not doing good with things today, but thanks for coming back with the 7-3 there, John. Anybody else wishing to check in before I close down here, WB9CST? Well, look at that. We've actually ended a little early today. That's usually not the case. Usually it runs right until or maybe a little over. But with that, I think I'll go ahead and close it. So I'd like to thank everyone who checked in today. This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, Richard, and this has been the Everything Net. You can find more information on my QRZ page. The website's there. Or get ready for this. It's kind of long. wb9cst.yolasite.com, or you can look at my QRZ page, and it'll show most of the recent connections. I'm forever having to update the website. But with that, I'd like to thank everyone who let me use their connection today, and without you guys, there'd be no net. Hope to see you again next weekend, and remember, send me an email if you'd like to enter in the drawing for the East CHF Panto. Give me a minute to disconnect everything. WB9CFP.
Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 84 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees. Air quality alert. quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 86 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 89 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 86 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly sunny. 83 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 79 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 76 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert.